Friends, let's just begin this talk today with just a moment of prayer to the Lord again. Loving Jesus, you give us everything. All that we have is from you. You give us everything that the Father desires us to have. Touch my words tonight so that everyone here may hear your word, Lord. That they may not hear me, but hear you speaking through me. Hear the power of your word and your great desire to dwell within them, to bring them to the Father, to bring them to you forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Great. Anyone remember today's gospel from Mass? Long, long ago this morning, or last night. The fish and the loaves, all right. But there's another part of that gospel that I think is really a good launching point for us. You may remember at the beginning, Jesus goes out and he's in this deserted place, preaching away, preaching for quite a while and healing, doing these great works. His disciples come up to him and say, Lord, send them away. They need food. It's good for us to remember what the disciples said. Lord, dismiss the crowd. And Jesus said, there's no need for them to leave. How often you and I can get caught up in thinking we need to go away from Jesus to get what we need. That Jesus can't satisfy some desire of my heart, that there's something missing in me, that I need to go away from Jesus, that if I compromise time with prayer, if I compromise going to Mass, I could get done all that I needed to get done. And what fool's gold that is. And Jesus reminds us there's no need to go away from me to receive all that you need, all that you desire. For your heart to be filled with everything that you need. It's good for us to remember that there's no need to go away from Jesus, to remove ourselves from his presence to get what we need. We're talking about the presence of God tonight. It's good to think about what the presence of God meant in the Old Testament. The presence of God was in his temple, and people, Jews and Israelites in the Old Testament, had to prepare themselves to go into God's presence. It was so awesome to be in God's presence that you didn't go in empty-handed. You had to bring a gift. You had to bring an offering to be in God's presence. So it's good for us to remember that to be in God's presence is an awesome gift from him. And we should constantly remind ourselves that being in his presence is something incredibly beautiful. I'm not saying that you should have brought a gift here tonight, although Awaken is always appreciates your gifts so that we can continue this great ministry. But the gift that Jesus begins his ministry of asking from people is the gift of repentance, the gift to turn away from our sins. To turn away from the mammon that prevents us from serving God, to get rid of those things in us that block God's presence from filling us. That's why we're blessed to have Father Patrick, Father Marco here, hearing confessions this evening, so that we can bring that mammon that we've served instead of God and lay it before the Lord, continue our journey of repentance. So how is God's presence with us? How is God present to us? Right, we can talk about a lot of different ways that God is present to us. I'm going to talk about three ways today. God's present to us in his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, that third person of the Trinity that can be so easily forgotten. We can forget so easily what the Holy Spirit is doing in my life, is doing in your life. But when we look at what the Holy Spirit does in Scripture, we see the incredible work that the Holy Spirit prompts. that as soon as Jesus is baptized, we hear that the Holy Spirit drove him out into the desert. The Holy Spirit, God's presence in the Holy Spirit, drives Jesus to his mission, drives him to do the will of the Father. And God's presence in us, in the Holy Spirit, that we've received at baptism, that we've received at our confirmation, God's presence in us drives us to do his will. It gives us the promptings to follow the will of the Father. Jesus even goes so far as to say, it's good that I go away from you so that I can send you the Holy Spirit. What kind of gift is that, that Jesus says, it wouldn't be as good if I stayed here? I mean, we can think about Jesus rising from the dead and like appearing to Peter and the disciples, appearing to Mary Magdalene. I mean, how great would it be if Jesus hadn't ascended to heaven, that he was still here walking amongst us and we could talk with him. He could join us here in the flesh and he could be preaching to you instead of me. How great would that be for you? But Jesus says it's better that I go away so that the Holy Spirit can come. It's better than if Jesus would have stayed. That's got to blow our minds, what that means for the Holy Spirit in my life. Jesus said, it's better for you to receive the Holy Spirit than for me to be walking around among you. And after he rises from the dead, he says, peace be with you. And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in us, brings us the peace that this world can never know. The peace that's so far beyond our favorite team winning the World Cup or the Super Bowl, so far beyond my favorite food at my favorite restaurant, so far beyond my favorite song, so far beyond the greatest joy that this earthly world can bring. The peace that God gives us in the Holy Spirit, his presence with us, allows us to endure all sorts of trials and tribulations, all of the challenges that the world brings us. It gives us the peace of knowing who we are, that before everything, we're loved by our Heavenly Father above all else. And no matter what failings we may have in this world, what imperfections we may have, what difficulties we may have, that our identity is caught up in that peace that God gives us. Our identity is caught up with being his son and his daughter. Our identity before everything else is given to us by the Holy Spirit in the peace that he gives us. And we hear that the early church, the Holy Spirit comes into the early church and they work these great miracles. The Holy Spirit desires through his presence in us to work great miracles in the church, to do tremendous things through the gifts of all of us. The Holy Spirit uses the natural gifts that we have to build up the church. What a great blessing that God allows us to participate in the building up of his kingdom. That God's presence in us allows us to be co-creators, co-builders in his kingdom. God's presence is also given to us in the community as well. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered, I'm there with them. That, you know, not going to Mass on Sunday isn't just breaking a rule, but it's depriving ourselves of the presence of God in us, in the community. It's not allowing God to fill us with his presence in the community of believers, to strengthen us, to build us up. It's not allowing God to work through each of us for someone else. So when the Lord, through his church, invites us to Mass on Sunday, he says, it's so that you can be built up, so that you can have my presence in you. God's presence is powerful enough in his community when we're gathered together, that he doesn't send his disciples out one by one. He sends them out two by two. Knowing that just as God said to Adam, it's not good for man to be alone, it's not good for us to be alone. We need to strengthen each other through our faith. We need to know that God's presence is powerfully among us when we gather together, especially when we gather in the presence of the Eucharist, when we gather to worship the Lord. There's something more than just you and me there. There's something more than just us getting together. God's presence is powerfully among us at those times. God is really present whenever the community is gathered, whenever his church comes together, and even more so in times of trial. You know, God desires to be with us at every moment of our lives, but he desires in a unique way, in a stronger way, to be with us when we're down, when things are hard. I think about our brothers and sisters in Iraq right now, and throughout the world who are persecuted for their faith. Think about the early Christians and all throughout the history, the church, the times when the church has been persecuted, times when people have been singled out and punished for professing the name of Jesus. How powerful his presence is with them, enabling them to be the greatest witnesses the church has, enabling them to lay down their lives and to give a witness to you and to me that following Jesus is the greatest gift we have. It's greater than our life here on this earth. Because the gift of being Jesus' disciple doesn't just end when we're 90 or 95 or whenever we die. The gift of Jesus being his disciple is the gift of eternal life. And so the witness of God's presence among the church when she's persecuted, the witness of God's presence when we're sick, when we're tired, when we're frustrated with our spouse, our children, the person sitting next to us in the pew, the person preaching to us, the witness of God's presence in us, allowing us to know his love in that moment and to trust that he is with us, is a powerful realization of how God desires to be with us and to use his presence in us to be with the community. God's not just present in the Holy Spirit and not just present in the community, but friends, he's present here in the Eucharist. That's why we come here. We love hearing the music. We love that we get to break open the Word together and all the great ways that this allows our hearts to be open. But our hearts are open so that we can be in this immediate presence with Jesus in the Eucharist, so that we can bask in his love. The Eucharist, for us, is the offering of Jesus on the cross brought to you and to me, not 2,000 years ago, but here in Rochester Hills in 2014 on Sunday night, so that you and I can share in the greatest act of love that God has ever done, pouring out his life for us, so that you and I can share in the gift he wants to give us, that gift of faith and believing in him, that gift that doesn't end in this world. To be in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist is to continually know more and more God's love for us. It's a life's journey to know God's love for us. But the more time we spend in his presence, the more time we put ourselves in front of Jesus in the Eucharist, the more time we get rid of the mammon in our heart that pulls us away from him and let him penetrate to the depths of our heart, to the depths of who we are, the more we realize just what a great gift he's given us. the more we realize his tremendous love for us. The fact that he loves us as if we were the only person in the world, and that he desires our friendship more than we desire his. That he desires our happiness more than we desire his, more than we desire our own happiness. That he desires our salvation, our eternal joy, more than we even desire it for ourselves. And the reason we process Jesus around is so that we can all be close to him. So that by being close to him, we can let the grace that pours forth from the Eucharist fill our hearts. So that we can let that grace become part of us. Can put away all that takes us away from him and receive all that he wants us to give. God's presence for us in this world is just a shadow. Even with all of that, it's just a shadow of the presence that he wants to give us in eternity. It can often get easy to lose sight of the real goal of our spiritual life, the real goal of the only life we have. And that's not just to be thought really well of here on earth. It's not just to do great things here on earth. It's to be with Jesus forever in heaven. To set that as the number one goal of our life. When we wake up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, to remind ourselves, my life is about getting to heaven with Jesus and dragging as many people as I can with me. By sharing his love with the world. And we do that because God doesn't want us to hold that gift to ourselves. He wants us to give that away, to share that with others. The only way our love for the Lord can grow is by giving it away, is by letting others know about that love, by inviting them into that relationship, that friendship that he wants them to have, you to have, he wants me to have. He wants our friendship to grow every day. And we do that in two ways, by being with him, by being present to him, allowing him to come into our heart, allowing his Holy Spirit to dwell in us, being in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, and by sharing that with others. That's the heart of the new evangelization. It's the heart of what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be a Catholic disciple of Jesus, to share that love with others, to share that wherever we are. Some young people here, and there's some not so young people here. All of us have opportunities to share the Lord with others. In school, in work, wherever we are, in the grocery store, in traffic. Just roll down your window and yell over to the car next to you. Well, maybe don't do that. That might not be the right way. But to be looking for opportunities to share that with the Lord, to share the Lord with others. It's a great prayer for us to make this evening. To say, Lord, your presence is in me. You've come to me in the Holy Spirit. You've come to me tonight in the Eucharist. How can I share that with others? Put on my heart, put in my mind, the ways I can share you with others. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are present to us in a way more powerfully than we can understand. You're present to us in so many ways, but tonight, through a deep way, you're present to us in the Eucharist. Lord, we thank you that you've allowed us to be here with you, that however we've gotten here, whether we've planned this out, whether we're here on a whim, whether we're here because someone invited us or any other reason, we thank you that we are here. Lord, we ask you tonight to touch our hearts in a powerful way. Put away any doubt in us that you are here. We know fully that you are here with us, that you desire to dwell with us, that you desire us to take you from this church into our homes, into our neighborhoods, into our community. Lord, strengthen our faith in your presence. Strengthen our courage to share you with others so that others can know your presence as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.